What is up, guys? It is Stu. This is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. And the advice I'm going to give you today from a content perspective, I think will be your most viral, organic content you put out. And from a gym owner perspective, when I say viral, I'm not talking in the tens of thousands of downloads. I'm talking in the thousands of downloads. Remember, your virality is only, the only thing we give a fuck about is within the radius of your trade area. Trade area for you guys is where your customers travel from, either work or home, where they live, work, and play in relationship to your location. It's called the trade area. Terminology we use over on the gym real estate side of things when doing site suitability and selection for clients. But it pertains to business, okay? And when it comes to creating something that's viral, all that means for our purposes, a lot of people in our market saw it. And ideally, a portion, it's going to be a small portion, are our core customer, and it could prompt them to either continue to watch, which is, that's the thing I think a lot of us think of when we think like, oh, I'm going to make this awesome piece of content, or ooh, Stu's title is that this is a viral piece of content for my gym, and I'm going to make this one viral piece of content, and fucking the doors are going to be blown off as people come marching in here. Shut the fuck up. Like, you know better than that. Stop it. What you're hoping to do with any viral piece of content is to simply create, oh, these guys are interesting. Let me follow. Let me keep tabs on them over time. That's all you're doing. It's a brand awareness. Number two, it's going to be curiosity and interest. Nobody sees one video of yours and goes, holy shit, that changed my life. Where is their call to action button? Where is that landing page? I'm going to fucking sign up for a membership right now. Right fucking, I wish. It's not the case. You know it. I know it. So, and this thing with the viral thing, the reason I'm big on this right now is because nobody else is doing this, and it gives a third dimension, or like if you were to break the fourth wall, I think they call it in cinema. Yeah, okay. I think it's the fourth wall. It could be third. I don't fucking know. If you ever watched House of Cards, so you're watching House of Cards, and Frank Underwood, played by Kevin Spacey, is talking with the other people in the actors, and they're talking to each other. That's how you typically watch TV. But then he turns to camera and he talks to you, the watcher. That's called breaking the fourth wall, I believe. He's now talking to you. He's giving you an introspective look into, yep, I'm talking at you, instead of you just watching as a third person. So what we're going to do here with this content is something similar. What I'm going to have you do is we're going to start with one of your courses, whatever your core service is. If it's group classes, personal training, whatever it is, I want you just to have a raw documentation of an element of that. So for example, if you do a nutritional meeting with clients, ask that client before they come in, hey, would you mind when we meet in the office, if I have the GoPro on or the camera and the mic and the audio, and I'm just recording our conversation? In that 30-minute meeting you have with the client, whether it's a sales consultation, whether it's a staff meeting where you guys are talking about maybe a new programming model or how you're going to do something to better service the clients, whether it's a sales pitch where you're, you know, maybe do it talking to somebody and they're finding out like, yeah, I've been trying a bunch of different group class models, I haven't really found anything. If you let them know, and this is the part that like everyone doesn't realize, but as soon as I'm going to say it, you're like, oh yeah, that is true. Businesses making content, businesses vlogging, businesses documenting, individuals making content, individuals vlogging, individuals documenting is so common in today's world. It is not odd. Everyone, the first thing everyone says is, yeah, but isn't that awkward for insert the client or the nutritional consult or the staff? No, it's awkward in your head because you have reservations about two things. One is hitting the record button, and then number two will be hitting the upload button. But imagine that. Imagine you recorded a 30-minute video on your phone. You put your phone in airplane mode. You hit that video button. You turn it horizontal or vertical, whatever you think you need to do. I'd go horizontal. And you record it in 4K. And then you could go ahead and out of that entire 30-minute consult, I promise you there's a nug. There's a couple nugs in there where you lay down some smart shit. Or they're like, yeah, you know what? I have such a hard time when my coworkers want to go out to lunch and the options are this, this, and this. And then you laid down, oh yeah, well, why don't you do this, this, or this? My favorite one back in the day was Subway. So, again, you got to remember, I got into the industry very early on, and I have clients that would talk about Subway. I don't feel like anyone eats Subway. I feel like I've seen Subways, but who the fuck is eating at them?
I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. I've just got a quick call to action for you. Stop wasting time at night doing bullshit, aka watching two episodes of Netflix or whatever the fuck else it is you're doing at night. Now, if you've made it and you're making the money you want and your business is where you want it to be, then mazel tov, do whatever you want. But for everyone else who's not there yet, you're not going to get there by numbing yourself and sitting on the couch fucking off. Instead, why don't you invest that time educating yourself? The difference between you and the people who have made it in our industry is they worked smarter. Yes, they worked hard, but they just worked smarter than you. I can give you the smarts. MicroGym University is filled with nothing but business courses. They don't tell you exactly how to run your model, but they present you all the business options out there and how to run a great model. You get to pick and choose. I don't tell you how to run it. I just give you the best practices from the best brands in the fitness industry. It's $50 a month. Trust me, if you don't get your ROI back within 20 minutes of watching any of the 100 plus courses I've put out there inside of MicroGym University, I'll fucking give you your money back and come find you and blow you. Okay, guys, microgymuniversity.com. Back to the podcast.
Anyway, I would help you 6-inch sub, but 12 inches of the 12 inches of toppings or the 12 inches of meat. So you tell me, hey, listen, I want the ingredients of a 12-inch, the veggies, the tomato, the onion, the banana peppers, the chicken, the cheese, but I want it on 6-inch of bread. That way I reduce the carbohydrate content by half. And that was a hack. And I mean, for years, I mean, we're talking 2007, 8, 9, 10, that was like a great fucking hack. For every comment I gave you to a client, like, oh shit, that's great. I never thought about doing that. And that's like, you know, if I can go back in time, that's a moment. If I could have captured it, I could have had that on my social media, and that would have been a hyper local viral piece of content. Because everyone right now, and I'm responsible for it. I've been one of the voices out there telling you guys you need these kind of photos, these kind of montage videos. I mean, I've been making content on how to create content for your gym for a very long time. And guess what? A lot of people are following suit. If you go look at some of the top brands out there, everyone kind of has a very similar theme. Everyone's social media looks similar. It shows people working out in the gym. You've got to add a different layer. If you want people to take notice, show something different. Show something real. Here's an example. If you, okay, how about this? You're just sports fans. How many of you fucking love, like, when you see the ESPN 30 for 30 or Hard Knocks or some kind of documentary where you get to hear the players mic'd up and the players are talking, like, in real time, like, bitching at the coach or telling a teammate, like, yo, you fucked up that route. And you hear the real raw, because that's what we, in documentary style, like, you're just documenting the real life thing versus a polished. When you do a photo shoot for your gym or a video shoot that is polished and curated, it's not raw documented. Now, there is 100% a place for polished and curated photo shoots and video shoots. But the area that nobody is doing, and I fucking promise you, if you commit to 100 pieces of this, I promise you, I fucking swear to God, you will experience more attention on your social media, on these particular posts, which will relate to more people checking out your website, more people maybe sending in a lead form, more people being aware of your brand. You have got to switch it from anything that is polished and presented and curated to very authentic and raw. No editing, minus like, okay, that 30-minute consult, you're not uploading the whole thing. You're going to go through and just chop up a section of that. Maybe it's a 60-second, 90-second, 3-minute fucking section. And don't worry about, like, well, Instagram Reels have got to be 90 seconds or the algorithm doesn't like it. Shut the fuck. Again, you're proving to me you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You can post a 4-minute video to Instagram and it'll do just fine if it's fucking interesting content. And you know what's interesting to people is what happens behind closed doors. Imagine you documented a 60-minute meeting with you and your staff where you were reviewing the programming changes that you were going to create. And you went ahead and you documented that 60 minutes. No one's watching 60, but you could probably cut that into maybe 3 or 4 or 5 2-minute, 3-minute, 90-second videos where you're just laying down one micro element to that conversation. Where you're talking about, hey guys, this is what we did and this is what we're going to do and here's why we're going to do it. That's interesting. People get to see, oh, that's kind of how they have the meetings that change the programming. That makes sense. For those of you guys that have made changes in the business and you've gotten revolt from the current clients, this could have provided a little bit of context. People are interested in the BTS behind the scenes. That is an entire genre of trend on every platform. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, BTS behind the scenes. Show the BTS. Literally, you know what I think would be incredibly fucking potent? If you just put on, like, use Loom. If you're not familiar with Loom, it's a free software that goes on your computer. It makes, like, really nice screen recordings. So you've got your webcam. It's capturing your face. Then you've got your screen. What if you sat there and you documented and you talked to the camera at Loom while you're there on your computer creating an entire week's worth of programming? And you just talked it through. So let's say an entire week's of programming you do in 30 minutes, and that's 6 days worth. And you go ahead then in each one, you know, maybe you're smart about it and you know, in pre-planning, you're like, okay, I'm going to do 5 minutes per day, tops. Like, I'm not going to let myself talk more than 5 minutes per day as to what I'm creating, why I'm creating, and how I'm thinking of it. And you literally in real time are documenting your content creation process. 30-minute clips at 6 days, and you drop six different 5-minute videos. How we program the workouts for Monday, July 26, 2024. An inside look, a behind the scenes look into programming here at Gym ABC. I fucking promise you it'll do well. Initially, it'll do incredibly well by members. Secondarily, and I think even stronger, are your lurkers. Lurkers are the people who follow your social media but are not customers, and there are more of them than you imagine. Go look at your followers. You have far more followers than you do members. I'm telling you guys, this is 100%. So, and I'm taking my own advice on this. So we have had an entire segment that we've been doing. They're in post-production right now, and I'll get to why they're in post-production in a second, because I just got done saying, don't make it fancy, don't edit it, no B-roll, none of that. Like, you know what? None of that bullshit. You don't need you can put captions on, but Instagram does that for you, right? What you want to do is, think about it like this. Is this actually, am I giving someone some education, or like, am I giving them an inside scoop? Everybody likes an inside scoop. Everybody likes to be, you know, look behind the curtain and where Oz is at. That's what people inherently enjoy. It's why reality TV popped. Okay. It's why Snooki is a thing, because people want to see the raw realness. All right. When people stop, when people start acting real, the real world, like, I'm trying to remember the fucking tagline as we went in there. It's like, literally, like, that's what people want. They want to see, like, how does it actually happen? Okay. Like, who's your favorite band? Okay. Them. Wouldn't you love to see the session where they were in the studio and they came up with that? I watched that Yeezy documentary on Netflix, and there's the entire scene where they came up with 99 problems in the fucking studio. Jay-Z's 99 problems. Holy, that's such a fucking epic scene. Because you always wonder, like, how do they come up with it? What is the actual process? Who says what? How did it sound when it first came out? It's documenting. Documenting. And that's all I'm telling you to do. And if you don't think anybody's interested in that, then what the fuck are you doing posting a picture of one of your members doing X movement? Do you think anyone's actually interested in that? No. What you're doing with those curated is showing, these are the kind of workouts we do. These are the kind of people that work out here. Again, I've taught this. I've given keynotes on it. It is all over my socials. Those are the two things you're doing with your curated photo and video shoots. People like this do workouts like this here. Okay? That's it. Now you want to go ahead and give a layer of depth, right? You want to let the audience into it and talk to the camera, break that fourth wall, a la fucking House of Cards, and talk to the camera, like letting them know, be like, hey, so I'm sitting down here, I'm recording, I'm talking, you know, this is how I go about creating a week's worth of programming. And here's how I think about it for our group class. And you just talk out loud to the camera. Now, those of you that own gyms, and in my opinion, this is going to come off bad, you have like imposter, I was going to call you a fraud, but you're not a fraud, but you have a, you have a high level of imposter syndrome because you're like, I don't really know what I'm talking about. I mean, I know I'm certified and I open a gym, but I'm not going to lie. I shut the fuck up when people start having, you know, high level strength and conditioning conversations because I don't know shit about fuck. I just, you know, I lost 30 pounds as a client and I hated my corporate job and I had some money, so I opened the gym. Listen, there's something so interesting to that story because, by the way, you are a lot of the gym owners. I'd say you're probably the majority. Talk about that story, right? Like, literally, go face the camera and share that kind of story. Like, go on YouTube, and if you look at some of the most successful YouTubers ever, they go face the camera. They're what we call talking head videos. There's not a ton of B-roll. There's none of that. And I don't want you to do any of this because then you're going to give me like, oh, I don't know how to edit. This is all shit you could literally do in the app. You can literally upload the video to the app or go to CapCut or use CapCut on your computer or Final Cut Pro or iMovie or whatever the fuck and just cut out all the dead shit and just keep the guts. If you want to use an AI service to do this, I think Munch does a great job. Put in Munch AI. That's where you upload the entire video and it cuts it up into, you know, short form content for you. It's not always accurate, but when it is, it does great. It adds the captions in for you, all that shit. So listen, I'm telling you guys, I think this is 100% the viral content you could have that could really create awareness to your process. And if you want proof of something like this, go look at Core 24. It's a gym I go to here in Charlotte. I've had the founder, Corey Kiefer, on the podcast. Go look at what he did with when he was opening up the gym. He did like, I think, somewhere between eight and 10 different vlogs documenting the process and the headaches and the fuck-ups and the fuck-ups and the trips, the lows and breaking the marble and shit not being delivered on time. And he did this great mini vlog all done on Instagram vertical reels. That's it. And I mean, again, he had an editor do it. It's very, it is polished, but it was documented. I'm telling you, you could do the unpolished version of that and it would play just as well. Earlier, I was mentioning this is something I'm doing. I'm literally documenting my consulting with clients now. And my guess is by the time that, I have no idea when this will drop, but my guess is by the time this dropped, we've already released the series on YouTube. I think we're calling it like live problem solving, where I'm literally going face to camera, screen sharing, and I'm showing you, okay, so here's one of my clients and this is the problem. So I'm in this Excel sheet. I'm restructuring the comp plan. Here's how I'm thinking about restructuring the comp plan. Here's why I'm doing it this way. Here's why we're doing this kind of financial model. You know, here's the blah, 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 blah. I'm reviewing, resumes. And here's the ones that I'm recommending that we talk to and interview in the first stage. Like, I'm literally doing it all in real time. My actual, like, what I do every fucking day consulting wise. Now, I'm concealing my client's identity and any delicate or sensitive financial or otherwise business related information. That'll all be concealed and blurred out and all that shit. But I am literally going to share with you guys the exact, like, what I literally am doing because nobody else is doing that. Everyone's like, yeah, I get on calls with my clients. Cool. Like, show it. And I'm showing you not, and I'm not even showing you a call with the client because there's enough of that. There's our guys already doing that. I'm literally showing you the work I do behind the scenes when the client's like, hey, Stu, here's the P&L for the past 2 years. My operating expenses, you said, are way too high because they're sitting at 53% of my revenue. So can you help me look at my P&L and where can we trim the fat? And I'm literally taking them through the entire process right there on the screen. If you're not subscribed to the WTF Gym Talk YouTube channel, go check it out. But yeah, I mean, again, this is just something that I've been putting into practice. I believe for a gym, and I don't believe, I truly know, and I am so willing to bet that it works, like so willing to bet that it works. And I don't know what, and if you doubt it, but you're desperate for more business, if I were you, I'd probably err on my historic performance and just give it a try. Give it a try. I've been right more times than I'm wrong. But just give it, if you're extremely, again, you're like, fuck, dude, I need the breakthrough. I need people to notice me show up in a different way. I believe this is a great way to do it. And I'm going to recap a handful of scenarios to get you started right now before ending this podcast. Again, consultations, whether they're for services like, you know, personal training, semi, group, nutrition, lifestyle, whatever you're doing, any of those consultations. Yes, you're going to let them, hey, listen, we're documenting this. We're making content. I won't include anything personal or whatever, and I'll send you a copy of it first to see if you approve. But are you okay if I hit record? I guarantee you nobody says no. Guarantee you nobody says no. From a gear perspective, you need your phone. You might want a wireless lav mic. So just Google like iPhone, Android phone, wireless lav mic, how to set it up in YouTube. Don't fucking DM me. Don't ask me. Just fucking use YouTube. All right. Next, you're going to go and do staff meetings, programming sessions, on the site job training where you're actually documenting how you train your coaches to get better about doing a thing, like on the floor. You're going to go ahead and if you're literally meeting with a local business to collab, fucking just film it, document it. All you need is your phone turned sideways on a small tripod. That's it. You don't need a videographer. You don't need any of this. And here's the thing is 90% of you will bitch out because you're like, oh, I don't want to be, who am I, an influencer? And I'm asking someone, hey, do you mind if I set up the camera to document this? Because I think we might have some cool conversation that I'd like to share on social. That's literally what you say. Hey, do you mind if I film this? I think we might have some really interesting conversations I'd like to share on social. I'll share any of the footage that I make and create with you, and I will exclude any private or any information you want cut out. I promise you, you'll go 9 for 10 with people saying, yeah, that's cool. Because that's the day in the world we fucking live in. So anyone who's like, yeah, just weird, I don't want people to think I'm trying to be an influencer. No, that's you being a little bitch. Man the fuck up. And if you really want to break through in your market, you're going to have to do something nobody else is doing. And I'm giving you a head start. All right, guys, until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.